Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we sort the signal from the confetti in agentic systems. Today's thread is beautifully practical. Agent work is getting smaller, faster, and more measurable all at once. The standout is not a single giant frontier model. It is the convergence of tiny tool callers, screen-aware local models, furious coding agent release trains, and research that asks agents to prove the path they took, not merely present the answer they like. If you build agents, this is the shelf to inspect. The new stack is less about one magnificent brain and more about controllable parts with receipts. The ledger opens with a useful correction to the week's pattern. Yesterday was about memory and skill systems becoming measurable. Today, those measures start attaching to the execution surface itself. Liquid AI's LFM 2.5 VL3B is a good example. It is a 3.1 billion parameter vision language model aimed at on-device use, and Mark Tech Post's summary highlights three numbers builders should notice: ScreenSpot V2 at 80.7, RefCoco grounding jumping to 87.9, and Tool Sandbox moving from 26.4 to 59.5, because function calling is now part of the vision line. The important bit is not merely small model sees screen. It is small model can see, ground, and choose tools without shipping every pixel to a cloud model. For desktop and browser agents, that changes the cost and privacy envelope. A second ledger item is the tiny model edge. Cactus Compute's Needle 2 showed up in the Scout Lane again through Mark Tech Post, but it was already covered this week, so it does not get a fresh main slot. Still, its shape matters. A tool calling model small enough to ship as a 14 megabyte binary is a clue about where agent systems are going. The fresh take is that Needle 2 and LFM 2.5 VL3B sit on the same curve. Some tasks do not need a diplomatic summit with a frontier model. They need a compact specialist that can say, this button, this field, this tool call, and leave an auditable trace. For model releases, the strongest new open source signal is Liquid's visual tool calling release. The model is not trying to be a universal oracle. It is trying to read screens, ground objects, and call tools on device. That focus is exactly why it belongs in an agent builder brief. Screen agents fail in mundane ways. They click the wrong target, hallucinate a layout, or cannot preserve state across UI changes. Better grounding scores and built-in function calling are small deterministic gates. The target object exists, the coordinate is justified, the tool call is explicit. The model tracker lane adds a quieter but useful platform signal. Price per token's release page listed Dot Studio's Dot's 3-note preview today, and yesterday's feed included Google Gemini 3.7 flash batch availability, plus DeepSeek V4 Pro 0813 and Qwen 3.8. 2.4T A95B. I would treat those as availability signals rather than deep technical stories until the primary model cards and benchmark notes are inspected. But the pattern is clear. Model markets are now shipping a daily mix of general models, batch modes, and specialist endpoints. The practical advice is boring in the best possible way. Log the exact model identifier, provider, date, and price at runtime. If an agent's behavior changes next Tuesday, Gemini or Qwen is not a receipt, the full model slug is. The tooling lane is loud, Qwen code published V1.21.12, preview builds on August 14th, OpenAI Codex published Rust VBAO 148 Euro Alpha, 15 the same day. Client shipped CLI V3.0.55 and SDK V.0.75. Crew AI released 1.15.16 shortly after midnight UTC. Gemini CLI shipped a fresh nightly. Individually, these are release notes. Together, they show the agent runtime layer moving like browser infrastructure, small releases, fast bug fixes, and interface churn. My take, do not run production agents on latest without a capture layer. Pin versions, record the tool manifest, and keep a smoke test that proves the agent can still read context, call the expected tools, write a file, and stop. The tiny verifier does not have to be grand. a one-minute test that confirms the command path, the model ID, the tool schema, and the final artifact is worth more than a 10-page confidence essay. Klein's split release is especially interesting because the project now spans extension, CLI, and SDK surfaces. That is where many agent systems are heading. Not one chat box, but an agent capability that appears in IDEs, terminals, CI, and orchestration layers. The risk is drift. If the SDK and CLI disagree about tool behavior, the failure can look like model randomness when it is really interface mismatch. Builders should treat those surfaces as separate clients with separate receipts. Three GitHub signals stood out. First, TracerCloud's OpenSRE has more than 10,000 stars and was pushed today. Its positioning is straightforward. Build AI SRE agents. The interesting part is not the acronym. It is the evaluation question behind it. An SRE agent is only useful if it can survive production ambiguity without pretending. Can it cite the alert, the logline, the runbook step, and the command it actually executed? The accompanying HN signal today asks exactly how to evaluate AI SRE agents in production. Good. That is the right question. Second, Agent Trove appeared as a new self-hosted coding agent workspace. It has a few hundred stars, but the description is telling. Orchestrating Claude Code, Codex, Copilot, Cursor, Grok, and Open Code agents with multi-agent workflows, personas, and ACP-powered sandboxes. The category is becoming real. Not which coding agent wins, but how do teams route work across several agents and preserve boundaries? Watch this space carefully. The winning product may be the control plane, not the worker. Third, AgentStow is tiny by star count, but deliciously practical. It describes itself as GNU Stow for AI coding agents. One canonical store for skills, instructions, MCP configs, commands, hooks, and subagents. That may sound unglamorous, it is not. Configuration drift is where agent reliability quietly dies. A small tool that lets teams fan out one reviewed instruction set to many agent clients is the sort of glue that makes a system governable. On the research shelf, Auto Design is the most relevant paper for builders thinking about long horizon agents. Its thesis is meta-harness optimization. Instead of only tuning prompts or models, evolve the harness that surrounds an agent during complex design tasks. That matters because the harness decides what gets observed, what actions are allowed, what memory persists, and what evidence counts as success. If the harness is sloppy, even a strong model can look irresponsible. Quote bench is the sharper warning. The title says matched scores can hide command path failures. And that is exactly the trap agent teams fall into. Two systems can land the same final answer while one followed the allowed route and the other wandered through a forbidden or brittle path. For agent evaluation, the path is part of the product, a benchmark that only checks the final quote, patch, or answer can miss the dangerous bit, how the work was done. Hugging Face's Daily Papers page also surfaced LLM Router, Darwinx, and Lychee Memory V2. Taken together, they point toward routing, evolving harnesses, and memory consolidation as first-class agent infrastructure. Again, the theme is not bigger model. It is better allocation, better state, better proof. A few quick hits. Hacker News had a small but useful thread on what an AI agent looks like from the inside, plus fresh discussion around AgentStow. Graph engineering for execution graphs versus context graphs, and an open SRE production evaluation piece. The points are modest, but the questions are mature. What state exists? What graph is being traversed? And what evidence proves the run? MarkTech Post's open source lane remains worth checking daily. Today, it brought both the Needle 2 duplicate signal and Liquid's new on-device visual agent model to the front of the queue. The duplicate is not wasted. Duplicates are how you notice when a project crosses from release to ecosystem attention. but the episode only gets the fresh development. And one governance note, Rapid Agent CLI releases are wonderful until they erase reproducibility. If your agent workspace updates Qwen Code, Codex, Cline, Gemini CLI, and Crew AI in the same week, save the receipts before celebrating. Version pins, changelog links, and one deterministic smoke test are not bureaucracy. They are how you keep yesterday's success from becoming tomorrow's ghost story. That is the brief. The practical line for today is simple. The agent stack is becoming a set of small, fast, specialized parts, and the teams that win will be the ones that record what each part did. Use compact models where they fit. Track every release. Treat configuration as code. Evaluate the path, not just the answer. And when an agent says it is done, ask for the little receipt that proves it. I'll be back with the next shelf of signals soon.